Yeah. WTIC Monday. Well, kind of a Monday. Kind of an extension of the holiday weekend with the snow. Let us say good evening, Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor, all-around good person. What's up, Bob?
Hello, Todd. How are you this Monday?
I'm rocking and rolling. It's, you know, it takes a little extra push to get yourself back into gear after a Thanksgiving long weekend, but it puts you in a good mood, too.
Well, this governor gives you a lot of things to get to get agitated about, so that's a bit of a push, too.
All right, tell us about your agitation. What's giving you agita?
Well, you got to go back to tolls, I think, again. I don't know. I heard you last week. I don't think we can ever talk about tolls too much because it's just such an important topic. But what I wanted to talk about today quickly was cost cuts. And, you know, we've had the discussion. I'm not sure, absent safety of roads and bridges, I'm not sure infrastructure should be our number one priority right now. We've got a state underfunded pension plan of well over $100 billion. We've got businesses moving out. We've got the highest taxes in the country, and we're talking about roads and bridges. But even if you were to admit that infrastructure was our number one problem, what's amazing to me is that we're talking about solving the problem by putting another tax on residents rather than relatively mild cost cuts that could cover the amount of taxes he hopes to raise with tolling trucks.
Well, infinitesimal cuts in spending, right, in order to transfer money over, which isn't an evil concept. It's actually a rational concept. That is, you have a gross amount of money that you're going to spend, and if you have a sudden expense, well, you cut spending somewhere else so you can transfer the money over. That's just wise, isn't it?
Well, I use the analogy of a company. When I was at UBS and we had a shortfall in the budget, the first thing we did not jump to is, well, let's raise our prices on customers. That's not the first place you go, and that's really what this governor is saying. He said, well, let's go raise prices on taxpayers yet again. What you do is the first thing you look at is whether you can cut money out of your cost base. And in the state of Connecticut, the truck tolls are supposed to raise somewhere around $150 million a year. The state of Connecticut has a $20 billion annual budget, $40 billion on a biannual basis. If I were Governor Lamont, I'd send a note out to all the departments and say, by next Monday, I want a 1% cost cut across the board. And I'm giving you 5 days to do it. And if you don't do it, I'm going to come do it for you. And trust me, you're not going to like the way I do it for you. 1% of $20 billion, for everybody running the numbers out there, is $200 million. Wouldn't that be easier? Just asking any budget to cut 1%. I'm sure you could do it. I know I could do it. Wouldn't that be easier than going through 9 months of haggling, putting up gantries, trying to get the Department of Interstate Commerce to even approve truck tolls when we see that Rhode Island is having a problem? Wouldn't that be infinitely easier if you really needed the $200 million, which I'm not sure that we do? Wouldn't it be easier to go that route, Todd?
Well, if you think about it, they haven't hesitated when they wanted to take $100 million or more out of the transportation fund. They've done that like it was nothing, budget.
Right, and this is what defies logic in all of their arguments. Number one, they diverted money. Number two, it's less than a 1% cut. Number three, you've got things like the Dalio partnership, which, God bless the Dalios, they put up $100 million for education funding, but it's totally exempt from freedom of information rules. There's no disclosure about how that money is going to be used, and they're asking for another $100 million from taxpayers to match the Dalio program. So all you need is a two-step program. Number one, you take that $100 million back, the taxpayer money that's supposed to come in. That solves the problem for a year, and you cut your budgets by less than 1%, and that solves your problem going forward. End of story. No reason for endless debates on tolls. No reason for Republican plans and alternate plans. It's the end of the problem. And you know, the Democrats say, well, propose a solution. You know, I'm willing to talk. There's your solution. Cut spending by 1%. It should be as simple as that. It really should.
Well, and given the fact that the real crisis the state is facing is exploding debt that it doesn't have the ability to pay. And that if you're going to address the true problem, why wouldn't you why wouldn't you cut 1% a year, keep it going after you get started with the first year?
Exactly, because you've got $124 billion underfunded pension plan. And you know why they won't do it, Todd? It's because when they start to cut costs in these areas, they go after their special interest groups that have gotten them elected for 40 years. And that's the elephant in the room. It's not that it's not easy to cut costs. It's not pleasant. When I was CFO at UBS, I took $1 billion of cost out in my first year there. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. But it's really not that hard. As long as, if you go to a budget holder and say, would you mind trying to cut 1%? Of course they're going to say, I'm already as lean as I can be. Of course they're going to say, I can't do it. Of course they're going to say, the sky's falling if I take 1% out. But if you tell them, and they know that you really mean it, they'll take 1% out. To your point, they'll take 1% out every year for the next 10 years.
And that's been the problem with the cost. Yeah, I like your threat, which is, if you don't do it, I'll do it. And they go, that takes them like 3 seconds to process. Okay, if he does it, he won't do it with the subtlety. He won't go to the right places, and I know where the money's hidden and can where it won't hurt us. Hold on 1 second, Bob. Bob Stefanowski is here. We'll finish up with him in just a moment. All right, so finishing up with Bob Stefanowski. So I like that. I like that idea of threatening and saying, I will cut the budget if you don't. And that would make anybody in charge of a budget just say, okay, I better do this before Stefanowski comes in with the meat cleaver.
Well, when I was the new CFO at UBS, the first week we had a meeting with all the department heads. I said, guys, times are tough. Guys and women, times are tough. The bonuses are going to be cut, and I need 5% cost reduction. Every single one of them looked me in the eye and said, we've been cutting for years. It's too hard. We can't do it. That's when the CEO, who was sitting next to me, said, you've got 5 days to do it. Otherwise, Bob's going to do it for you. And you know what, Todd? In 5 days, I had a proposal across the board from every single department for a 5% cost cut that took out $1 billion. It's really about leadership and people believing what you stand for. And this governor right now has zero credibility and zero leadership qualities. And that's the problem. It's not whether we tow the truck or not. The problem is out of control spending that the state refuses to deal with.
Yep. And hopefully people are coming to terms with that, understanding that's what the reality is, and that we're going to continue to change the direction of the state. I feel like we're doing that right now.
I'll tell you that we've talked about this before. It's been a great grassroots effort. And the thing I would start with, Todd, is a forensic audit of the Department of Transportation. That's where the money's going. So the first thing you do is you audit where the money's going to go, because you don't want to put good money after bad. And you look at the Port Authority and what we found in the Port Authority by just scratching the surface. Can you imagine what a forensic office of the Department of Transportation, where our costs per mile are 9 times the national average, can you imagine how much cost savings that would undercover? So I don't know. I don't know why we're providing proposals and, you know, raining rainy day funds and all this other stuff. Let's cut costs. That's all we have to do.
It is simple and clear, and clearly desperately needed. Thank you, sir. Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good week, Todd. Thank you very much.
You too, sir. Good to talk with you.